Labor Department was a surprise and a disappointment.
ABC's Richard Davies. You're listening to ABC News.
From painting to mowing the grass to vacuuming, you'll spend hours maintaining your home. Here's one task to check off your to-do list. Changing smoke alarm batteries. Replace your older alarms with new Kidde worry-free smoke alarms. The sealed-in lithium battery lasts 10 years, the recommended life of an alarm. No more searching for a battery and no more low battery chirps. Head to the Home Depot and check that box for a decade with Kidde worry-free smoke alarms. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we'll sell you parts and deliver them straight to your door. But do we stop there? Well, technically, yes. We don't come inside your house or anything, but we do keep going. Metaphorically. Because when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is absolutely free. Great deals, great parts, and free delivery. All at AdvanceAutoParts.com. One more way. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See site for details.
The Federal Reserve made a mistake putting out market-moving information early. It's a flub that sparked a review.
A day ahead of time, the minutes of the Fed's March meeting were sent to congressional staff, trade groups, and some of the biggest banks on Wall Street. The Fed said it was entirely accidental. Once it noticed the flub, it made the minutes public. But the central bank could not say whether there was any trading related to early distribution of information often used to trade on global securities markets. Investors look for insight into the Fed's thinking. If this had happened at a public company, the SEC might investigate. The Fed told regulators, but so far the only review is internal. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The cleanup underway in Arkansas and Missouri today after possible tornadoes last night. ABC News meteorologist Ginger Z is in Clinton, Arkansas, and says there is a threat of severe storms again today.
Severe weather is again possible for a huge portion of the southeast. We're talking from Mississippi through Alabama, Georgia, up through the Carolinas, and even parts of the mid-Atlantic today. The atmosphere is so unstable. As you know, the East Coast has been so hot. The West has been incredibly cold. Denver dropped to its record low the other day.
In Hazelwood, Missouri, 24 homes were damaged by storms last night. Four students have been hospitalized in Miami after ingesting some kind of substance at school. Rescue teams are right now trying to figure out what they ingested. The Dow up 61 points right now. This is ABC News.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we'll sell you parts and deliver them straight to your door. But do we stop there? Well, technically, yes. We don't come inside your house or anything. But we do keep going. Metaphorically. Because when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is absolutely free. Great deals, great parts, and free delivery. All at AdvanceAutoParts.com. One more way. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See site for details.
I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
Put your house to work with Oregon Beach House Rentals. They manage vacation properties, vacation, stay, and play. Oregon Beach House Rentals with oceanfront studios all the way up to four bedroom. 541-921-3101 for Oregon Beach House Rentals, Lincoln City, Neskowin, and Newport. Oregon Beach Rentals, KNPT forecast, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers today. High 52, light wind becomes northwest 10 to 15 miles an hour this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, some patchy fog rolls in, low 40, north wind 5 to 15 miles an hour.
There's a new one-stop shopping place in Newport, Newport Crossroads Shops. That's where you'll find the PC Mac Shop. For sales of Macintosh computers and service of all brands of computers. The PhotoRun Studio for digital prints, photography and frames. Also Instant Replay Sports with a huge selection of new and pre-owned sporting exercise and camping equipment and clothing. You've got it all. All in the same store. Newport Crossroads Shops. Buy, sell, trade, and consign at Newport Crossroads Shops. Highway 101 at Herbert in Newport.
It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning, and thanks for joining us today on Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. And on the program today, Jamie Irwin. She is an outreach coordinator for My Sister's Place. Good morning.
Good morning, Casey. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's great to have you on the show. Saw you yesterday at the Board of Commissioners meeting, so we'll talk more about that in just a sec. Do want you to know that... let's take your attention to what's new and latest news. That's where I'm going here on Lincoln County's homepage. The 2013-14 Nonprofit Social Service Agency Allocation Grant applications are now being accepted. I know that was kind of a long run. You'll find a link there on Lincoln County's homepage. Also, a new service combining multiple counties for transit service, bus service, the North by Northwest Connector. There are 3 and 7 day passes available. There's a link there on the county homepage. And essentially, this transit alliance combines Columbia County, Tillamook, Benton, Lincoln, Sunset Empire Transportation District, all together to give you seamless connections through the coast and to the valley. So it's really great to see the services kind of merging together in a way that makes it easy for you to travel around and affordably, I might add. So look for that link on Lincoln County's homepage. All the information is also in the transit section of the Lincoln County's website, and we're doing some public outreach on this, so expect to see this on or hear about it on stations like KNPT Kite that you're listening to right now. Also look for it in other local publications. So take a shot. Give it a try. 3 and 7 day passes available. Call 265-4900. And finally, before we start our discussion with Jamie this morning, did want you to know that Lincoln County WIC, Women, Infants, and Children, has room to serve more families. So please don't be shy. Take a look. See if you qualify for the income eligibility. There's a link on Lincoln County's homepage that can give you an idea what to look for. Food vouchers that you get with WIC, also dietary information, all as a free service to you if you qualify. So please look and see if you're qualified. It's a great opportunity to get the great nutrition you need and the nutrition that your kids need. So, without further ado, let's get into our program. Jamie Ehrman, Outreach Coordinator, My Sister's Place. Good morning again.
Good morning.
So yesterday you came into the Board of Commissioners meeting. It's Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
And, it is.
Jamie, maybe you could just kind of give us a global view of sexual assault in Lincoln County, and what do you do at My Sister's Place?
So My Sister's Place, we provide prevention and intervention program. So the definition of sexual assault is any sexual act in which a person is threatened, coerced, forced, or engaged to act against their will, or sexual touching of a person who is not consented. Mm-hmm. So that lays out a lot more than a lot of people think. Sexual assault is a lot more than just raping someone. It's, like I said, touching their butt, touching their things that they know means no. And yeah. So that's hard for a lot of people to understand this day and age.
Yeah, and I think maybe we could touch on those types of abuse. And that's part of your education process, isn't it, really, mm-hmm. to kind of create identification? Because yes. if you don't have an idea that something might be an abuse, you might not know and realize it.
Right. And so that's why we try to educate our community with everything that is sexual assault. And again, it's not just rape.
So My Sister's Place, what types of individuals, though, you create awareness about all types of abuse and mm-hmm. as in a general rule, but My Sister's Place kind of has a more specific type of service, doesn't it?
So My Sister's Place is a nonprofit, 501c domestic sexual and dating violence prevention and intervention program. Mm-hmm. And so we serve the residents of Lincoln County. We have a confidential shelter, an advocacy office, and a 24-hour crisis line. So we also offer housing, food, safety planning, and ongoing support to victims and their children. We also try to educate and have safety information in a supportive environment to aid victims in moving towards healthier relationships. So the bottom line is healthier relationships. What is a healthy relationship? That's really hard to define this day and age.
Yeah.
So there's just different, every case is different for people. And so, like I was telling you earlier, safety planning is key. For everyone that walks through our office or calls our crisis line or advocacy office, trying to safety plan individually and with the advocates and trying to figure out specifically their situation and what we can do to help them.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to Jamie Ehrman. She's the outreach coordinator for My Sister's Place. Yeah, Jamie, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk about just how well you provide for the safety for those individuals or families that come to My Sister's Place. So stay with them. We'll be back in just a moment on Connections.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
Thanks, Johnny, and thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen of our Double Trouble audience. Our returning champion, a welder from Yawport, Oregon, Loretta Fantasti. Loretta, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Bob. A little nervous.
Hey, don't let my good looks make you nervous.
Oh, it's not your good looks.
Moving right along. Loretta, are you ready?
Oh, yes, Bob.
Let's get right to it. The category is home improvement. Name a Lincoln County business that recently won the Reader's Choice Awards for Best Cabinets and Best Home Remodeler. Loretta.
LC Bay Granite?
Loretta, you are absolutely correct. The answer is LC Bay Granite. And we'll be back with more Double Trouble right after this.
Whether you're remodeling your kitchen or bathroom, looking for hardwood flooring or carpeting, or countertops, go to the people who were voted number one in home remodeling. LC Bay Granite, 710 Mill Street, right behind the hardware store in Walport. CCB 188-607.
Go to LC Bay Granite in Walport, and you'll be a winner too.
You're in your car. You stop for gas and the attendant waves because he knows your name, where you work, and your favorite ice cream. It hits you. You've been getting gas way too much. Next stop, AutoZone. They have the tips to boost your mileage. Sorry, gas man. Been nice knowing you.
AutoZone makes saving gas easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, keep tires inflated. 2, do a simple tune-up. And 3, use a fuel system cleaner. Maximize your gas mileage today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Welcome back to Connections. I'm Casey Miller. We're talking to Jamie Irwin. She's the outreach coordinator for My Sister's Place. One of the things when we left the program just a moment ago, we were talking about that safety planning, and I think we're going to touch on that, Jamie. But let's walk through a scenario that'll lead into that safety planning. Let's take an individual, maybe a woman with two children, who's being stalked.
Mm-hmm.
She decides to call My Sister's Place. Walk us through that process an individual might go through.
So a lot of times they call and they're scared. They're in just a state where they're afraid. And so first off, I direct them to an advocate that can help them more. And then the advocate will have them generally come to the advocacy office and then take them into a private secured room, and they can go from there explaining their specific situation. And so then in this situation, once they have down what exactly is going on with the woman and child, they'll make sure that, like I said, they're in a safe place, and that then they'll go about getting the paperwork needed to either get a stalking or restraining order if need be to keep that person safe. And if that person does not have a safe place to go to, that woman and two children can go to the shelter, our emergency shelter, if need be, if they're being stalked and have no safe place to go.
So the advocate they might meet with, is that more of kind of a public office, whereas the shelter is a
private location?
Private location, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Our advocacy office is separate than our shelter.
So you do have a location that individuals can go to get basic information if they want to, like a physical location as well?
Yes, sir. We have our phone number is out there, and then they can call us and tell us what they need, and we can give them the address from there. The phone number is 541-574-9424.
So, Jamie, say they've decided to go to that private location. Is that where the real safety factor begins to come into play?
Yes.
Because until a person, I mean, what kind of protection does an individual have? Obviously, they're being stalked in this case. You can't really do anything to stop that person.
Right, right. So once they're there, we'll take all safety measures needed to keep them safe. But again, it's under their... You know, they have to be willing to stay there. We can't hold them against their will. And so a lot of times it's the fear factor that keeps them from calling or keeps them from staying.
And you guys will help with sort of really some measures to make sure that they aren't being followed,
yes, sir.
Can really feel secure at the private location and that, hey, this is a safe place.
Right. Right. And then we'll help them take all the necessary measures to keep them safe, as well as trying to help them get back on their feet with other things, housing and whatnot. Or we have all kinds of resources to move them if need be, get them out of the area.
One of the things I felt you guys echoed several times yesterday in the Board of Commissioners meeting was the fact that you have a team of people that believes in individuals and understands that this is happening in our community. It's clearly something that, goes on. All these different types of abuse are things that do happen here and everywhere. And you are a team that embraces these individuals. Can you talk about the belief that you have in your clients?
So when they come in, we don't second guess their story. We don't ask them, you know, as Brittany Russell said yesterday in the Board of Commissioners meeting, we don't ask them, well, what were you wearing? Where were you at when this happened? Mm-hmm. We don't, that's not the kind of questions we ask. We ask, what can we do to help you? So we believe the stories that they are telling us. We believe that they are totally true. And what can we do to help them get out of that situation or prevent it from happening again?
Yeah.
So we take those safety measures of the stalking orders, the restraining orders. We help them fill out the paperwork. We go to the courthouse with them as support, doing everything we can to really kind of letting them know that they're safe and it will be okay.
That's great.
It will
That's
be
great.
Okay.
So if you're listening to the program today and you feel or you know for sure that you have experienced domestic violence, dating abuse, stalking, sexual assault, or it's happening to you now, My Sister's Place is someone you can call and begin that discussion. And there is a crisis line too.
There is 541-994-5959.
Mm-hmm. And a website as well, mysistersplace.us.
Yes, sir.
So we're talking to Jamie Irwin. She is that outreach coordinator for My Sister's Place, someone you might talk to or someone who can come and talk to your organization about these types of abuse and the services of My Sister's Place. Let's continue that discussion in just a moment. We'll be right back on Lincoln County Connections.
Every spring you need a garden tiller for about a day. Maybe the lawn needs to be thatched, weed and brush trimmer for a couple of hours, and a heavy-duty lawnmower to get caught up. Rent it at Mills Ace Hardware South and save. For the larger projects that you really need something extra, rent the power tools at Mills Ace. And when you're ready to buy the best, Mills Ace Hardware is your center for steel power equipment. Rent or buy, get the job done, and get your weekend back. Mills Ace Hardware South, Lincoln City.
If you would like to volunteer some of your time to make a difference in a child's life, being a CASA volunteer may be just right for you. Join us for the next free training on April 15th, 16th, 19th, and a half day on the 22nd. The training covers everything you'll need to know about becoming an advocate. Call us at the CASA office at 541-265-3116 or email volunteers@casalincolncounty.org.
The Home Depot has Glidden Premium Interior Paint at just $19.97 a gallon. Glidden makes going bold on a budget easier than ever. Choose from thousands of smooth rolling colors, including trend-setting selections from Martha Stewart Living, so you can count your savings while you watch your fresh color dry. Glidden Premium for just $19.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Welcome back to the program, Lincoln County Connections, every Thursday at 9. We talk about news events. We talk to people and organizations all related to Lincoln County government and our community. Jamie Irwin is on. She's the outreach coordinator for My Sister's Place. Jamie, so we kind of walked through these scenarios of a person being stalked, the services that My Sister's Place provides to them. And maybe we should, because the program is going to be close to an end, let's touch real fast, though, on some events coming up, and then we'll get back into our discussion.
Okay.
It looks to me like you are heading up to the Lincoln City Cultural Center.
Yes, sir. We will be there this Sunday, the the 14th. Sunday. Sorry. Thanks. Yeah. Well, 14th, from 10 to 3, we'll be doing the Cultural Center up in Lincoln City. There's mm-hmm. the Sunday Market right next door. And so we'll have a lot of foot traffic there. And we're going to be there with all kinds of sexual assault information, along with t-shirts. We're going to have white t-shirts and some fabric paint and stuff for you to make a t-shirt to either support someone that's been through sexual assault or as a survivor of sexual assault or something.
Okay. And then you're heading off to, you're heading to this program with me. Hey, that's cool. Also, you're going to be with Brittany in the CARE program with Kara Morgan again at Kite FM.
Yep, on the 16th.
Okay. And what about this run?
So the Sletz CARE program is doing the 5K run walk in Sletz along with an Earth Day fair. That's going to be pretty cool. I'm pretty excited. I'm not running, but I'm walking.
Uh-huh. And does the money go to the CARE program in this case? Or?
They're actually splitting it with us. So they're the ones that's heading the event. They're the ones putting it on and doing most of the work. But they contacted us early in the year about splitting the event proceeds with us.
And then a Children's Advocacy Fun Day in Newport.
Yeah. At the intermediate school from 1 to 4 on April 27th, we'll be there with a little craft for the kids and a booth with some information.
So we should probably talk about how folks can support My Sister's Place and attending these events and, for example, doing the run, a great fundraiser for you guys. I know you need volunteers and donations, but let's go back to proclaiming Sexual Awareness Month in Lincoln County yesterday at the Board of Commissioners meeting. You guys mm-hmm. presented some stats. And it's one of these things that maybe culturally has been hidden more, and at least now we're beginning to identify these behaviors that are bad behaviors, unacceptable. But the statistics are pretty intense. Can you talk about those?
So, did you know that a person is sexually assaulted every 2 minutes? That's an average of 207,754 victims, ages 12 or older, of sexual assault each year. Mm-hmm. 54% of sexual assaults are not reported to the police, and 97% of rapists will never spend a day in jail. That's approximately 2/3 of assaults are committed by someone known to the victim, and 38% of rapists are friends or acquaintances.
Yeah. So we have two people to educate. We have, the person on the victim's end, right, to identify with which behaviors are inappropriate and should never be accepted.
Right.
And it also sounds like the perpetrators kind of, in some cases, don't realize it either. I mean, you've just got people that are really unaware that they're in this destructive cycles.
Right. Right. And a lot of times it has to do with, like you said, they just don't know that isn't okay.
Right. I mean, you've got your deliberate sort of
rape,
evil individuals, mm-hmm. right? But then you have kind of a gray area too.
That's right. And a lot of times it can be, workforce places. So you're in a place of work and you feel that your boss may be touching your butt, but if you say something, you're going to lose your job. Or, just a coworker or a friend even that they don't think that it's necessarily over the line, but you do. So. Yeah. You just need to come forward and speak about it and know that it'll be okay.
And My Sister's Place advocates can talk about that spectrum.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And like I said, safety planning is a big thing. So if you ever think that may be happening, just give one of our advocates a call and mm-hmm. just say, hey, this is my scenario. What do you think? What would be a safety planning tip or technique that you could give me to try to help prevent this or stop it?
I know you've said you're starting to see more of the reversal where, women have been the majority of the victims. We're seeing men being victims too. Well, let me ask you, when you go to the high schools and what's your sense of how you present the information as compared to presenting the information, to some of the younger audiences?
Well, we just try to be pretty upfront and honest. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the key in it, in the society, in this day and age. You really just have to be blatant with it. Mm-hmm. And, you kind of maybe can't use some of the big terms and words in a elementary school, but you still need to be able to talk to your children about what sexual assault mm-hmm. is or stranger danger and all that kind of stuff, because our society, you know, is getting a little worse with that kind of stuff. And now we're talking about it a little bit more, which is good, but we still need to educate our children the same way we would educate our adults, and making it clear that at 10 years old, no means no at the same as it means at 18. So
are you tending to talk more about dating abuse with the high school kids, more domestic violence with, women in their 20s?
Right.
I know it seems like you see just a variety, though, to be honest, across the board. And another thing I thought was interesting about your statistics was that generally this happens to women under 30.
Right.
So.
Not always, though. But that is, a statistic.
The larger proportion. Yeah.
And it's when you're first getting married and you're having kids and you're really trying to start that family, and a lot of people struggle. And that's, when it can happen, or in high school when you're kind of in that adolescent 18 to 21 dating, that whole world. It's just.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you're there to help individuals. Now let's talk about the kind of resources you guys need as we wrap up the program. What kind of things are you looking for in terms of, of course, money's good, right?
Right.
You are a nonprofit.
We are.
How can one donate to My Sister's Place?
So they can call us at 541-574-9424. They can always stop by our office. We're always taking paper products, toilet paper, paper towels,
okay.
Stuff like that is always needed. Like you said, money, we try to do fundraisers throughout the year to raise that. But we just have a good, strong community here in Newport. I've really learned that working for this nonprofit organization, that we have people that may come by and just drop off their $20 check a month, or, we send out mailers and we get quite a bit back, and it's just really awesome.
Yeah.
It's really good.
That's good. Can they donate through the website or?
Yes. Yes, okay. You can. MySistersPlace.us.
And then
there is a link to donate.
You're looking for flashlights and batteries, dish towels,
mm-hmm.
fabric softener sheets.
Yep.
Things just to run a household, basically,
yep.
huh?
Generalization stuff. Because a lot of times when women or children come to the shelter, they come with nothing.
Mm.
Nothing. So we try to have intake bags ready for them with a towel and, just general hygiene stuff. Because like I said, they may not even have a toothbrush.
Yeah.
So
it must be really nice to have a place to feel safe and a place to finally get some rest.
Right.
So, well, if you've been listening to the program, this has been Jamie Irwin. She's the outreach coordinator. Jamie, once again, where can we reach you?
At our advocacy office, 541-574-9424, or there's a link to my email through the website, mysistersplace.us.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming on the program. Hope to see you at the Lincoln City Cultural Center this Sunday, it sounds like, 10 to 3.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks for listening to the program, and we'll see you same time, same place next week.
News Talk 1310 AM and 98.3 FM, KNPT, and streaming live at knptam.com.
The Best Western Plus Ag & Peach Inn features daily specials plus prime rib Friday and Saturday night. Breakfast, too. Starfish Grill and Rookie Sports Bar, the Best Western Plus Ag & Peach Inn with a marvelous ocean view at no extra charge.
Lincoln City Council and Devil's Lake Water Improvement District Board held a joint workshop Tuesday night to discuss